From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the United States will need more troops in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. Speaking Friday at a special session at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter called for continued U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to beat Islamic State. He added that the U.S. allies will need to contribute more to the fight.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, and arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
The defense secretary said that rooting out Islamic State in Iraq and Syria remains a top priority, as well as defeating IS operatives in the United States and other countries. The United States is urging world powers and corporations to expand their efforts to help those affected by the global refugee crisis. As VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports, Secretary of State John Kerry outlined measures at the World Economic Forum.
Focusing on the plight of refugees, Secretary of State Kerry recalled the image of a young Syrian boy who drowned as his family was trying to reach Greece. He urged world leaders attending the forum in the picturesque Swiss Alps to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled. He said the U.S. appeal would culminate with a refugee summit hosted by President Barack Obama during the U.N. General Assembly. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Davos.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden rebuked Turkey on Friday for its crackdown on freedom of expression. Biden told civil society representatives in Istanbul that the Turkish government is not setting the right example with its imprisonment of journalists and investigation of academics who have criticized the government's military campaign against Kurdish-dominated southeastern sectors of Turkey.
Our interest is not just in Turkey and the Turkish people as our allies, but the more Turkey succeeds, the stronger the message sent to the entire Middle East and parts of the world who are only beginning to grapple with the notion of freedom.
The vice president said that Washington wants Turkey to set what he called a strong example for the Middle East of what a vibrant democracy looks like. Many Facebook users in China and Iran might be able to access the world's largest social network on their smartphones without fear of surveillance. That's thanks to a software adjustment that links them to an anonymizer that hides their location and identity. Facebook's app for smartphones that use the Android system has the new feature. It links Facebook to the Tor project, which allows users to circumvent censorship and effectively shield their privacy. Tor software is free and is maintained by volunteer privacy advocates. Facebook users with Android phones can install a mobile Tor app called Orbot, tap a button in the Facebook app, and be automatically connected to Facebook through the Tor network. Apple's iPhones, which have a different operating system, cannot link to Tor. No counterpoint to the Android app is expected from Apple. People in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region are hunkering down for a massive winter storm that is expected to dump near record amounts of snow and create crippling blizzard conditions as it moves up the East Coast. Forecasters say the storm could bury Washington, D.C. in more than 60 centimeters of snow. Muriel Bowser is the city's mayor.
We see this as a major storm. It has life and death implications, and all the residents of the District of Columbia should treat it that way.
Dangerous winds and coastal flooding are also expected with this storm. The aviation website FlightAware.com says nearly 3,300 flights have been canceled so far. The storm is expected to intensify overnight, and snow will continue until late Saturday. And stocks regained some of the ground they lost this month with a rally on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 1.2%. The S&P rose 1.9%, while the NASDAQ was up more than 2.5%. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.